I'm joined on Radio Jackie today by Luke Trigg, who is a Year 12 student at Southborough High School, and by David Punter, who is the school's mental health lead. So your school is hosting an event on the 25th of January, I believe, if that's correct. Do you want to tell us a bit more about it? What is it?
The event is called Wellfest. It's a well-being event. It's got two purposes, really. The first purpose is to introduce students, young people, to organisations, charities that promote or support mental health. And so you've got groups like the Samaritans, they're going to come in, they'll have a desk, students can come in, chat to them, find out what they do, find out what students can do to help support their friends that might be struggling with their mental health. And we've got kind of a range of organisations as well that are coming in, not just ones that work directly with mental health, ones that work with addiction like smoking, vaping, which is a problem amongst young people, affects their mental health, organisations that support LGBTQ plus community. And so there's a real range of people for young people to meet and talk to and get advice on how to support their own and others' mental health.
And is this the first year that it's been held?
No, it's the second year it's been held. We held it last year. I was obviously doing my GCSE, so I got to witness what actually charities were like that came in.
So as a student, how would you say the event benefited you and what did you get from it?
It really made me aware of how much charities there are out in the UK at the moment. It really raises your awareness about what they do and how they try and assist you and if you have any problems. It's a really great way of making students aware of the charities that they have around that they can help with your mental health problems if they do.
Well, that was one of the questions that I had. Do you think young people are aware of the charities and organisations available to them?
I don't really think that they are. We obviously get taught it in like 15-minute sessions, but knowledge around mental health is not really as common as what it's not really talked about a lot, really. It's not normalised as much as it is in society, and there's a lot of stigma behind mental health, especially those in men aged between like my year and ages 35, where men are more vulnerable to the problems in mental health. So we really want to raise awareness so we can try and reduce the stigma behind mental health. And especially for being an all-boys school as Southborough, it's extremely important why we address this issue, because we don't want to make them not realise, oh, they have this problem, they don't know how to get help or receive help. It's just our way of trying to help prevent mental health problems in a way.
And even when I was back at school, which wasn't really that long ago, maybe 10 years ago, I don't really remember talking about mental health. So why do you think it's so important? And why do you think we are suddenly talking about it now?
The reason we're doing this is because it's becoming more and more prevalent, not just observationally, teachers watching in the classroom and pastoral staff aware of issues occurring amongst young people, but statistically, 6 years ago, 1 in 9 children aged 15 to 16 had a probable mental health problem. Fast forward to a couple of years ago, 2001, that's now 1 in 6. So that's 5 people per class that have a probable mental health problem, and that's up from what it was 1 in 2, 1 in 3.
And as well as that, in 2021, there were 1,905 young suicides under the age of 35, at which 3/4 of the suicides were male. We want, obviously, to address all mental health problems, but it's more prevalent in men, so we want to really address this issue with Wellfest.
And David, as the school mental health lead, what do you hope students take from this event?
So if I can go back to describing the event itself, like I said, there's 2 parts to it. I described the first part, which is introducing students to these charities. They'll meet them, like Luke said, become aware of more and more charities, because whilst 1 in 3 children with a diagnosable, not probable, but diagnosable mental health condition, only 1 in 3 of them actually access NHS treatment. And we know the NHS is really, really at capacity. But there are charities out there that exist that are kind of private that people don't know about that can offer support. So one, young people can become aware of these charities, and so can adults and parents. This is an event that's open to the public as well at the end of the day. But I'd like to pass over to Luke as well to describe the second part of it, which is not treatment, but prevention. How do you prevent mental health problems from even occurring in the first place?
Yeah, so anyone who doesn't receive mental health problems or would like to know more about how to prevent mental health problems, you can go on the NHS website and find the NHS 5 ways, which is to connect with people, to stay physically active, to learn new skills, giving to others and being in the moment. An example of how they help prevent and they obviously don't always have to meet like a checkbook, but they could, you can always go to like a new club or something, which already takes a lot of courage to do. You'll be able to meet new people, which also helps with your social confidence with being around new people. You'll be able to like learn new practical skills that may be valuable to you, whether it's now or whether it's later on in life, if you do want to continue with the club. And as well, for like for the people already at the club, it's like they're teaching you a new skill, so it's also helping them being content with themselves, like knowing that they've helped someone who may be new or maybe are not as familiar with like what they do in like in the club.
And did you have the two parts to the event last year as well? Did you encourage people to join clubs last year? And if so, did you see an increase in people joining clubs and getting out and learning new skills?
Yeah, I saw specifically going to like a history club that we did at school like last year. I went with my friends as well, A, to learn about history, but also to meet the younger years who will be in my situation later on.
At the event, we've got groups coming in that are all local. So we've got Indian Dance, which is a group that we're going to come and do some performances, and students can sort of see that and then go, wow, I didn't realise Indian dance, I could do that locally, go and do some Indian dance, do those things from the NHS's Five Ways to Wellbeing, make new friends, learn a new skill, be physically active. These things prevent mental health problems even happening. We've got Art Cave from Kingston coming in doing a workshop. We've got a yoga instructor coming in doing a workshop. We've got CCF, which is the Combined Cadet Force, and Scouts. We've got all these groups that are presenting themselves, showing young people, right, come join us. Royal Legion Marching Band, come join us. Do something you already think is interesting, but also look after your mental health at the same time.
And what about you, Luke? Have you joined any clubs or anything? Obviously, you mentioned history. Is there anything else?
Well, I was already doing a bowling club anyway, down at Hollywood Bowl, so I couldn't go anymore because I have back issues. Going to that bowling club, you know, or like history club, it's really made me more aware of how many people actually share the interest of either whether it's bowling or history. And you just get talking with people, and I think that's what we need. I think that's what we need more, especially in society now. We just need to talk to people just to feel more welcome in society, in a way.
So you mentioned earlier that you have integrated the groups so the younger years come together with the older years. Is that important for everyone to mix together, and how do you help each other in that sense? If you're, because the younger years might look up to the older years and you might be able to give each other advice, what do you think about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, obviously, we get to talk to each other and, like, we're meeting new people, but it really helps us in a way because we get to share our knowledge with the younger years who want to go and learn, but maybe don't have that time to go and learn. It's just a really nice atmosphere in a way.
So, David, tell us when it's happening and who can get involved. If people are listening to this, are they allowed to come along, obviously, if you're at school, or is it just for Southborough?
The event is Thursday the 25th of January. It's 1 month after Christmas. It's kind of in that period where you might start to feel a bit blue, a bit down. You might want to look after yourself. So it's exactly 1 month after Christmas, 25th of January. It is based at Southborough High School. We'll be starting off at around 11:30, 11:50, that time in the morning. But initially, we'll be inviting students from our school to come in. We've invited the MP, Ed Davey, to come along. So he's booked in to come along, as well as the Mayor, Councillor White as well, is coming. And then in the afternoon, we've invited lots of primary schools. Last year, I think we had 10 other schools, primary and secondary, come along and experience the event. They then take what they learn back to their primary school, so we're really trying to spread as much information as wide as we can. So in the afternoon, sort of 1:30 to 3 o'clock, the primary schools, the secondary schools, the local schools, they come in. And then after that, 3:15, it's open to members of the public, so parents, members of the public, come along. I think Luke's got a bit more information about that.
Yeah, so if parents and students would like to come who are not from Southborough, they can come in at 3:10 to 4 p.m. And we would really like parent listeners to ask their child's teachers if their school is going to Wellfest, and as well, if anyone who's just generally want to come, they can contact us.
I can share my details, so you can get in touch through the radio station, or you can get in touch with Southborough High School. And it's not too late for local clubs and organisations. Obviously, it's kind of a bit of a marketing boost for them, but if they want to support the event as well, it's not too late to get in touch with me and we can fit them in as well.
Give us your details then. Where can they get in contact with you?
So my email address is dpunter, P-U-N-T-E-R, @southborough.kingston.sch.uk.
And as we're talking about people coming along to the event, what would you say to people who are listening to encourage them to come along and join the fun, I guess?
Yeah, just come along and enjoy the moment in a way. Be in the moment and just enjoying the clubs and like charities that we have there.
Yeah, come along, bring your friends, so you're being social. Get involved in the physical activities. Be in the moment, so you're being mindful.
Yep.
Learning a new skill. Giving to others, well, you're giving your time. In fact, you're giving to yourself. You know, that counts as well. Yes. I'm not making that up. It's shown that if you give yourself time, give yourself some time and some attention, you feel good for it.
Absolutely. And obviously, you hosted your first event last year. What are you expecting the turnout will be this year? Do you reckon loads more people are going to come?
Absolutely. Bigger the better, in a way.
Yeah, last year we had 10 schools attend, and we'll have at least that again this year, if not more. We have 25 organisations and clubs. Again, we're looking at more than that. Again, we've got some local celebrities, I suppose. Davies, you'd come in. We've got last year, Councillor Jürgen Nathan, he came. Now, he's no longer the Mayor of Kingston, but we've invited him back and he's coming along because he really enjoyed it. So he's choosing to come back. And nearly all of the local groups that participated last year, they're coming back as well.
And is there any other kind of event like this available for young people, do you know?
Not really. I think we're like one of the few schools who host an event that raises the awareness and the prevention of mental health. I don't think, again, it's like not really talked about in other schools. So if we're trying to invite the other schools into our school, then they will get to experience the atmosphere of what secondary school is like, and as well as like to get talking about mental health and with their teachers and asking them what it is. It's just like we want them as well to just ask questions about mental health, not to feel shy, and we just want curiosity about mental health just to increase, really.
Yeah, you want to open the conversation and make it kind of more normalised, because I guess people feel like it's probably still a little bit taboo to talk about, isn't it? So this is your, obviously, second year. Why, David, did you even host Wellfest in the first place? What made you guys think, let's put on this event? Was it after looking at students and maybe noticing that some of them were suffering with mental health issues?
Yes. So from a circumstantial point of view, I think all teachers are noticing. We're not clinically available to diagnose, but we kind of professionally were aware of when students aren't at their best. And so all members of staff will notice that. The teacher that was in this role, the mental health lead before me, Rhys Borman, it was kind of his idea to put on an event to showcase mental health and make a big statement of it. And I think the idea, you asked if anything like this exists, the idea of combining treatment and these organisations that support people that are having poor mental health, but combining it with prevention ideas, things you can actually do to stop it from happening. I'm not aware of that happening elsewhere. And when I speak to people, when I was phoning these organisations saying, do you want to be a part of it? The reaction I was getting was, oh yeah, that makes sense. Like it hadn't been mentioned to them before. So I really think, you know, off the back of the statistics I read to you earlier as well, you know, there's definitely a need. There's an increasing need. And there's one more I got that I didn't mention, that 2/3 of young people surveyed by Young Minds, which is an amazing charity. Their website's really good for finding resources to support young people. But Young Minds did a survey of young people and asked, would you like to access mental health support without going to your GP? And 2/3 of them said yes, they would. They don't want to go to their GP. They want to be able to find it themselves. But half of those didn't know how to access it. So there's clearly a need there for students to have more information about what to do when their mental health is poor. And then why not make it into a fun event where you can also try out some new skills to avoid it becoming poor in the first place?
Absolutely. Make some new friends, join some new clubs, have some fun. Why do you think there is a rise in mental health issues? Is it even that there is necessarily a rise, or is it just it's always been like this, but we're just more aware of it? Is it to do with social media, the fact that maybe youth clubs are closing down and there's nothing for people to go out and do?
I think it's partially because of the pandemic, because obviously we've been in and out of lockdowns. It's made people think, oh, it's just acceptable just to go on a laptop and log on and pretend like I'm okay. But in fact, it's rather lonely, really. I felt quite lonely during the pandemic, not in like a sad way, but just the fact that I wasn't able to talk to my friends as much as I wanted to in online rather than in school, because I didn't know what they were doing instead. As well, I do think it's social media, like what you see on social media, like they just think it's just normal. But yeah, as well, it's like I think it's just a combination of both in a way.
Yeah, there's a few factors. When you said, has it always been the way? Obviously, people have always had mental health struggles, and there are factors that still exist now that have always existed. There's physical factors, like living in an inner city community that is a bit bricky and a bit grey. Well, we're actually kind of genetically hardwired to want blue skies and green, and that makes us feel better than when we don't have it. Then there's the sociological factors that have always existed, that if you're from a deprived background, then you are statistically more likely to suffer from mental health problem. Those are still existing and perhaps are more exacerbated now with cost of living crisis, things that have happened. But there's definitely modern phenomena that are making this problem worse. Luke mentioned social media. I'm personally not a big fan of social media. It uses algorithms that try to get people to stick around. So it tries to get people to stay on there as long as possible. And one of the emotions that makes people stick around more is anger. And so it promotes controversial opinions. And so you are watching things that are designed to make you feel a strong emotion. And if it's anger, it's anger. It works, whatever works. And if you're feeling angry all the time, you're not going to be happy.
If you can kind of sum up the event, what can people expect from the day?
Well, they can expect a collection of local organisations and charities that cover a spectrum of mental health, not just depression, anxiety, but it could be schizophrenia, bipolar or personality disorder. And to really also cover changing social attitudes, you know, like attitudes towards trans people or homosexuals. Yeah, and it just really becomes like a learning curve for people in a way. And that's what we really want as well.
And what would you say, David, people can expect from the day? Lots of fun?
Absolutely. I mean, like Luke said, absolutely lots of learning. Open your eyes to what there is out there, to the support that exists, that does exist. But also, just come along, try all the new things. You know, there's so many events that are going to be happening that you can have a go at. And you could leave having thought, well, do you know what? I think I might go and do that again. I might join the club, or I might even start doing it myself at home, and I'm going to feel better for it.
Might find a new hobby.
Yes.
And finally, just once again, tell us when it is and the times that people can come along.
Yeah, so it's on the 25th of January. And if organisations haven't signed up already, email Mr. Punter, David Punter, at dpunter@southborough.kingston.school.uk, all lowercase. And if open to parents, if they want to come, it's from 3:10 to 4 p.m.